It gets better every time.
That was just for Adam.
Thank you.
And here we are. It's another Waste of a Podcast, show number 17, here on a Monday evening in sweltering Orlando, Florida for us. Adam, are you with us?
And it is very sweltering in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, see, we got something in common.
95 degrees.
I think it was 97 here. So
tomorrow will be 88, though, with thunderstorms.
And tomorrow will be 97. So
with thunderstorms or?
No, probably no thunderstorms. Once again, we have intern Nick with us.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hooray! That's three times.
That's three times.
In a row.
In a row.
In a row, even.
You're quickly catching up to Mikey Maker.
There you go.
Who had, I believe, seven shows.
I'm pretty sure I can bypass that. I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay. Adam, how are you?
I'm very well.
Are you having a lot of fun?
I am.
Nick?
Oh my gosh, I'm having a blast.
He just got here.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic, even.
I just had tacos.
See,
he
said that he's going to stay around, Dave. That's a good sign.
And that's not something that our previous host ever said.
That's right.
You're stuck with me now.
Oh, great.
I like that.
Well, let's get down to business.
He's my new best friend.
Go. Let's get down to business.
When I come down to visit Florida, I'm going to stay with Nick instead of you guys.
Oh, there you go. Even better.
I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm
going to
switch off.
I'm cool with that.
I have a couple extra bedrooms.
Yikes. A couple?
Well, I mean one, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm a baller.
You are balling.
Word.
Word up, home.
All right, so you guys ready to get into some business?
I am ready to get in some business.
We got the numbers here, and we've had 12 downloads.
All right.
10 clicks and 10 views and 13 clicks, so it's about the same as last week. So nothing new to report. We had one, except now Italy, we had one click from Italy, two from Germany, and one from the United Kingdom.
Who from Germany? Who could that be?
Two people.
Maybe they've heard about my language, and they just want to,
you know. It's all for the swastika.
They're
you know what?
Bids, buddy, I'm telling you.
That's right.
What a terrible thing to say. No.
Sorry, FBI.
Why else would Germans download the show, Dave?
Because we're funny. I think we're funny. Kind of. Sometimes we're funny.
Them crazy Americans. Wait, that's Austrian. Never mind.
Yeah, it has a very good Arnold impression.
No problem.
I don't know what's going on.
Mine was a mixture of Arnold and John Travolta.
There you go. Yeah, that was good.
We have been on iTunes now for at least 16 episodes, as well as finding us on our official WordPress page. But now it appears if I can log in, which I have not been able to log in yet, you can find us on Stitcher.
Bum, bum, bum. In a good
way. That's awesome.
Stitcher Smart Radio. So
what is Stitcher, actually?
It's another broadcasting page, but it has an app, so you can just download it straight to your smartphone.
Oh, fun.
And then you can listen to Another Waste of Podcast on your smartphone.
You know, talking about smartphones, I was wondering the other day if you could have a Down syndrome phone.
Adam, isn't this exciting?
What, the Down syndrome phones?
Yeah. Caramba.
No, it was just a thought.
The Stitcher. I mean, it'll.
It is exciting, other than the fact that I've never heard of it.
I hadn't heard of it either. I heard another podcast had mentioned it, so I went to it, and they have an app for your phone, so you can listen to this on the go. So you can download us on Stitcher and listen to us on your smartphone.
And now everybody on Stitcher loves us.
Well, hopefully.
There we go.
Right?
Hopefully.
Well done, Stitcher.
As soon as I can log into Stitcher, we'll find out.
We're all over the place now.
I've been on Stitch the Ride at Disney World.
I used to work it.
You did?
Yeah.
It's true.
How did they make the chili dog smell?
Oh, it was a tube that they hooked up to one of the old cast members. No, I'm joking. It was a that goes with my smartphone.
This is what we're expecting out of you tonight.
This is what it is.
This is what it is, Dave. Get used to it.
Right. Get used to it, Dave. Right. You'll love it. No, it's like, I don't know. I don't know. I could lie to you and make something up, but I really don't know.
I don't know.
Why don't you just tell me it's really chili dog?
It could be. I mean, it's probably like scent juice, like a bunch of different scents that they put together.
That's gross. Scent juice.
Scent juice.
Mm.
That's what she called it.
Oh, it's disturbing as hell. All right, well, we've talked about some business. We talked about Stitcher. And before we go any further, I need to set the record straight.
Uh-oh.
I need to set the record straight. Are you ready, Adam?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. The past 2 weeks, you guys have been giving me a hard time.
Oh, for God's sake.
Regarding the near-miss visit from a friend of mine from my past and how it didn't go well.
Okay.
And I sat and I took it. But my official stance is going to be that I'm going to believe what she said until I hear otherwise from her.
Oh, my God.
We had pleasant conversations. I haven't talked to her since. But I'm not ruling it out. It's for future conversations. That's all. When we dated, we had a great time for those years that we dated. We had many adventures. I did many things I had never done before and gone many places. So I don't regret a thing, and I'm glad I did it. But I'm happy where I am now, and I'm sure she's happy where she is, wherever she is. And that's my stand. That's where the record's straight. And now you guys can proceed. I'm making fun of me some more, or we can move on.
I don't know, Adam. What do you think we should do?
I was just looking around for the book of things that losers say, and I couldn't find it, but I'm pretty sure that was in there, Dave.
The thing of losers
say. Now, wait a second, Dave. So you guys
Yeah,
were...
my book of lists of things losers say.
All right.
Dave, so I don't know what you're thinking, but she clearly was avoiding you.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Totally avoiding.
And that's fine. If she was wanting to avoid me, that's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
So, Dave, how young were you whenever you dated her?
We dated from 17 to 20.
So you guys
were
young.
17 and a half?
High school. And I was high school to college.
You went on many, many adventures.
Oh, so wait. So this was 17 through 20?
Yes.
That's a big...
So 3 years. And did you break up with her or did she break up with you?
She broke up with me when she went away to college.
Ooh. Mm. Party girl.
So why does she not want to talk to you anymore? It was her fault.
No,
she regretted doing it.
Oh, okay. We don't need to have this conversation. Let's just say...
You're right.
We went our separate ways. It was best that we didn't communicate for a long time.
Apparently still is.
We've reconnected. Yeah. If we are no longer going to communicate, that's fine. I'm glad we had this reconnection time.
What reconnection time, Dave? She ignored you.
On the Facebook, at least.
Reconnection... You randomly saw each other at
on
Japan.
The Facebook at least, and if we never talk again on the Facebook again, or next time they come to Disney World,
I give it 3 weeks before she defriends him.
Oh, yes,
especially now.
Have you even checked, Dave? Has she defriended you?
She has not defriended me, and I'm that's why I'm going on the record saying that.
He's trying to make the waters clear.
I sat here and I took it and. Now I can. I listened to the show and was like, "Man, I didn't defend this at all."
You didn't at all.
So I'm now going back and I'm defending.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I'm going to stop though.
That's fine.
Right.
Okay. Good.
That's certainly fine. You guys can continue to harass and make fun of me.
There you go.
But I regret nothing.
Okay. Good.
As I fall off the cliff.
So since you were young,
we can keep making fun of you.
Oh well, I didn't expect you to stop.
Okay. Good. I mean, we can always use new things, but...
Oh, absolutely. That's where pretty much, you know, we can move on. Now we can move on.
Well, you can try to move on, but we're still going to do it.
It's going to be a good recall for years, Dave, I'm pretty sure.
For years.
Years we will be recalling this.
No.
Remember Japan, Dave.
Oh, Jesus. The record has been set straight.
With the record set straight.
Sorry, we had good times. Good memories.
Way back when?
Way back when. It's way been a long time.
Now you have an interesting, awkward memory to follow it up with.
Yes, but melded in with the rest of the memory. It just balances out.
Yeah. Dave, I was thinking about it. It's like comparative to like hanging out with a girl, like going on a first date, and she says, oh, don't worry, I'm going to call you. You don't have to call me. Type of awkward. And she never calls you back, and then you run into her like 2 weeks later and be like, hey.
I thought we were
going to
hook up.
Oh, I lost your phone number. I got a new phone or something like that. That's how it was.
I wrote it on a napkin, and then I ran out of Kleenexes, so I had to blow my nose. I ended up having to throw away that Kleenex.
Well, you can't take my memories away from me. So,
all right, Dave. Well, that's good.
Speaking of memories,
let's move on.
Memories.
Speaking of memories, Adam, last week you asked us to think of our most the movies that meant summer to us.
Yeah, I did.
And that made me think that, and I turned it around, and not for movies, but what music. Because to most people, music means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked the interweb what, for a specific time period, for their high school years. What's that?
High school.
Yeah, I started off in high school. I said, what songs or CDs or albums or tape cassettes? Or 8-tracks, I guess. It matters how old our listeners are.
Or iPods for me.
Or MP3s or MP4s. Were you listening to in high school? What makes you think of high school? So we can either run through what our listeners or our, well, maybe not.
Let's
listeners.
Run through all that bullshit because we probably got better ones.
Wow. All right, well,
Dave, I can't wait to hear yours.
Because so
I mean,
Tom Jones,
the
Neil
Platters
Diamond.
Was a good doo-wop band, Dave.
Platters.
But...
All right.
I was making fun of you being old.
Yeah.
That's all.
People at work do not believe that I'm 36.
I don't either, Dave.
They utterly refuse.
Like, to look at you, you look 10 years younger than me. And that pisses me off.
And they, thank you. They utterly
so angry.
They utterly refuse to believe it. I have to show them my driver's license.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would never believe it. And it's probably because of all the cartoon clothes you wear, too.
Probably. Which is why I really thought that I could get away with going into Hot Topic the other day. Because I was wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt and an Incredibles hat.
There you go.
Did you have the baby with you?
I did have the baby with me.
That's why. That's what did it, my friend.
That aged me immediately because then I walked.
If you didn't have the baby, everybody would have been like, "Oh, and look at this stoner."
I'm knocking into each fixture,
pushing a stroller.
But you know, and but that was that made me realize that everyone in there was you know between the ages of 15 and 18, at best. I'm like, man.
What were you going in there for anyway? To buy some of the new Pirates of the Caribbean merchandise?
You know, I had no reason. I was at the mall.
Oh, just for S's and G's.
Yeah, I was at
you
the mall.
You just wanted to see if you could fit in.
No, I was at the mall, and I had just eaten at the food court, and Hot Topic was right next to it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop in Hot Topic and see what stuff they got. But I mean,
you
couldn't
went even... to the mall to eat,
Well, I had to pick up something for Sarah.
Oh, okay.
So, and then I realized, what the hell am I doing here? I should have had these people put down what years they went to high school, so it
would have made sense.
It would have made more
sense. We should guess.
All right. Well, a lot of these people you know. And
we
some
can
you
guess.
Don't. This person, I'll just go by first names. This Ryan.
Okay.
He wrote Ween and 311.
Well, I'm going to guess that he graduated in 1997.
That's possible.
I've never even heard of them people.
You've never heard of 311?
I don't think so.
You've never heard of 311? Okay.
I don't think so.
311 kind of fell off the face of the earth not too long ago.
They were kind of a metal band, but like a pop metal, right?
Kind of, yeah.
But that was in the mid-90s, late 90s.
2000.
He said it, really, I don't remember. He said it makes him think of making movies, and that's what they did back in the day.
Oh, good.
This person, Camille, she wrote The Go-Go's and AC/DC.
There you go.
Oh, my. I'm going to guess she graduated in 1994.
Oh, you'd be wrong.
I'd say
92. She said it like that. I don't think she listens. Now, she's she probably graduated sometime in the 80s.
Ooh, oh, I said the 80s.
Do, 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 do. I wish I could play the music, but my stupid computer, well, you know.
And have
this guy,
vacation all I ever wanted. Vacation had to get away. There you go.
Thank you.
That was some... Go-Go's.
And that way we
shook me.
That way we won't have to be sued
That's right, because I sang it all.
We should do that from now on. We should just sing our closing music.
There you go.
This guy who's, I'm just going to use his first name, CJ.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of CJs out there. He wrote the Tootsie Roll.
The Tootsie Roll?
He's a smartass.
What? Come see my Tootsie Roll, whatever it was.
Cotton candy, sweet and gold. Let me see
your Tootsie roll. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know what year he graduated.
Tootsie Roll, that would be mid-90s, I think.
Right?
It's possible.
Possible.
It's possible. Maybe now, you know what? He seems younger than that, so maybe.
I would see. That's what I thought.
Let me see your Tootsie Roll. Maybe?
Heather wrote Queen.
1978.
Nope, she graduated my year. I know that for sure.
Oh, so like 70?
So she...
He's going to stab me with a pen.
Bada bing, bada boom!
Done it before. I better put this down. Amy wrote R.E.M.'s Out of Time album.
I remember R.E.M.
You remember R.E.M.?
I remember. I've heard of them.
Adam?
R.E.M.? I've heard of them as well.
Do you remember when their Out of Time album came out?
Was that Losing My Religion?
I have no idea. I don't listen to R.E.M.
I would say 1992, 93.
That's probably right.
Yeah.
I'd go you'd right, 93. This person, we'll just call her Umbretta.
Umbretta?
Umbretta.
Ooh, that sounds like a hot Italian lady.
You'd be right. You would be right. She wrote down The Cure.
Ooh. Does she have big boobs, Dave?
Wow. Yeah.
How's her boobs, Dave?
Okay, I've never met my future sister-in-law. I just know she's short.
Don't you see what I did there? It's because Cody likes us to talk about boobs.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
He does. Hey, Adam, just to let you know our computer's messing up, so we may lose you.
Oh, I noticed.
Did it give you a warning?
Oh, no. I just keep losing you.
Oh, well, we keep
like,
hearing you.
When you talked about REM, I came back to hear you say REM, Adam. I was like, what?
I didn't miss much.
I just do that all the time now.
I was like, oh, we made him mad with the 1970s joke.
Now I'm not going to do anything. I may just start being quiet.
Oh, I can tell now. I keep losing you a lot. Yeah. Your computers suck. Would you please go get a Mac, for God's sakes?
I don't have the money for a Mac, for any sakes.
Put it on your credit card.
We've got so many credit card bills.
Exactly. What is another $1,500
have to buy airline tickets to Italy. We have to renew our passports. It's a little tight right now.
Remember the post-it note, Dave. Remember the post-it. Yeah.
Which post? Oh, don't talk about
talk about
our debt.
Oh, Dave, stop talking about the debt.
Find
stop,
new topics.
Dave. I just want a Corona.
Oh, so she wrote,
and I lost you.
So she wrote, okay, we hear you.
Okay, good. Well, I'll just start talking.
So Umbretta wrote The Cure. She had the album and the tape.
Oh, is that what she wrote?
Yes.
That was New Kids on the Block. I can't believe it.
She wrote The Cure.
Oh, well, if only the computer would keep going in and out, I would have heard that.
So is it really just going in and out?
Yes.
All right, like right now it's still in and out?
No, I can hear you now.
All right, let me know.
But like literally when you said, my sister-in-law wrote, it just went.
Future sister-in-law.
And then came back. Oh, when I said, oh, really, NKOTB.
Nice. would be Faith, and it makes me think of going to school by the metro every morning.
Oh, by the metro.
Metro. Adam?
Yeah?
This person's named Jackie. She wrote Yes, 90210, and Rush, 2112, Journey, and REO Speedwagon.
Wow.
That's 80s.
That is 80s.
Yeah. It's got to be 80s. But 90210 was like late 80s, well, early 90s,
I
wasn't
think
it?
That may have been an album by Rush, by Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so. it was an album, yeah.
Yes, okay.
It wasn't the TV
show.
Well,
I don't listen to Yes.
This person, Daniel, wrote Testament, with I guess the album or song Patience, What You Preach. Practice What You Preach. Sorry, I'm looking at this at an angle. Guar, The Road Behind. I guess these are songs. Okay, The Grow of the War Behind, Metallica, Blackened, Guns N' Roses, Rocket Queen, which is an awesome song.
Oh, yeah.
Then he just wrote Rush, The Misfits, Motley Crue, and anything played at a white trash suburban carnival, and of course, Godfuck.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. You could have left that one out.
Yeah, what?
What?
That's a classic band that no one's ever heard of.
There you go.
So there, that's what our fans are listening to.
All right, fans.
Thank you, fans.
Thank you, fans.
Thanks, fans.
Thank you.
what was I listening to in high school?
I can't wait to hear
what
this.
What you would think.
Frank Sinatra.
What you would think I was listening to in high school. Def Leppard.
I will say Pantera.
Towards the end, yeah.
Nirvana.
Yes.
What did you say?
Nick? Nirvana.
I will say Motley Crue.
Yes.
Van Halen.
Yes.
Van Hagar.
Yeah.
Skid Row.
Yeah. Are you just going down an 80s hair metal sheet?
What about
Poison?
Oh, absolutely.
Poison, yeah.
White Snake?
Yep.
Oh, I see. I was throwing White Snake out. White Lion?
Yep.
Ozzy?
A little bit.
Motley Crue?
Crue.
Bobby Brown?
You
shut up now.
Bobby Brown. I think that may have been junior high.
I Cantina.
Because I did have a Bobby Brown single lying around here that I gave to Mikey as his going away present.
Oh, that's lovely.
Because when I was in junior high, I listened to more hip-hop and rap.
Wow. Now, that I wouldn't have guessed.
Because of my sister. My sister Rose was very into hip-hop and rap.
Michael? Jackson?
Yep.
No, not in high school, no.
Michael W. Smith?
No, too greasy. Mm-hmm. Nope, I think you pretty much hit all of my. I don't actually have anything to say now.
There you go. We took it away from it.
Def Leppard's Hysteria, Poison's Open Up and Say Ah, those albums pretty much were my freshman year. Nirvana was my senior year. We were known as the Nirvana guys at the hot dog joint down the street from our high school. We went in one morning because school did a strange thing where they changed up the schedule where everything was later, or earlier. It was like a half day. So we went to the hot dog place at like 10:30 in the morning, and he turned on MTV, and he was about to change channel. I'm like, oh, no, we like the song. And so after that, he just called us the Nirvana guys.
There you go.
Oh.
Nothing like having a char dog at 10:30 in the morning. Because he had just opened, so he didn't have anything cooked.
Dog.
That's when you take a hot dog and put it in the broiler, you know, where you cook your french fries and whatnot.
The fryer. There you go.
You just cook it till it's dead.
Ugh. Oh,
it's all blacked and crusted over. It's delicious. I wasn't hungry until I just said that.
Yummy.
But yeah, that pretty much Megadeth, Metallica, high school.
You ever heard about a band called White Trash?
Nope.
They're okay. They're a ska band. They're okay.
Not a lot of ska on my list. Adam? We'll go to you. We'll go in chronological order.
I remember lots of songs that make me think of high school. But are we speaking of summer or just high school now?
We're just talking high school.
First was Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dizzle.
Snoop Doggy.
And then the next was Paperboy Diddy.
Good grief.
Wow.
Do you remember that one?
You're real
black. Then there was, then came the age of No Doubt.
Smash Mouth?
Oh, yeah, No Doubt.
No Doubt. That was a big one because that had just coming out with the whole punk ska regime and Real Big Fish. Mm-hmm. I really liked them. And the Piece de Resistance, which like was my album from like junior year all the way through senior year, was Green Day Dookie.
Nice.
I could listen to that album from start to finish and sing literally every word to every song. I love that album so much. Like when I would play football, though, my warm up tape, because you know that's when everybody had tapes, because you couldn't make a mix CD.
No, not back then.
My warm up tape would have all like hard rock music, like the stuff that would just get you really pumped up, like lots of GNR.
There you go. Yeah,
so like
rock always pumps you up, doesn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Like Paradise City.
There you go.
Welcome to the Jungle.
You know Welcome to the Jungle? Did you just say that one, Welcome to a Jungle?
Yep.
Yeah. You know that one's actually about raping a girl?
Oh.
It's about more of like a girl being raped.
Right. Yeah.
I used to listen to Slayer and my warm-up CDs.
To swim?
Oh, yes. I got pumped up, man.
Did you win because of that?
Who knows?
You know.
No, sometimes I'd win. Sometimes I'd come in third.
I was just wondering what kind of swimmer you were.
I usually came in third. Because...
Every race?
What's that?
Like every race?
Typically.
That's impressive, Dave.
Because, well, I mean... Well,
third place Dave. That's what they always called you.
There you go.
You have to... I mean, I was never the fastest swimmer, but I was usually the second fastest on my team for whatever race I was racing in. Okay. So, and we got points, you know, first place got X amount of points, second X amount, third place, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the top two swimmers on each team would usually take first and second, and I would usually take third. So I was okay with that. Adam.
Yeah, well done, Dave.
Yep.
Thought you were gone.
No, I need to see you swim next time I come over. I'm going to make you go to the pool, and I'm going to time you while doing laps.
I'm so out of shape.
It doesn't matter.
When I was...
You've seen me, Dave. I participated in the marathon, and I am way out of shape.
I was a sprinter. I can go really fast. I didn't really have a good mindset for competition because I would just go really fast as hard as I could until I ran out of energy. Yeah, I had nothing. I couldn't pace myself to save my life. So, you know, if I was doing a 100-yard butterfly, it's four laps of butterfly, I would just kick it in the first three laps and then have nothing left for the last lap. So I would have a huge lead, and then I would lose my lead by the end of the race.
Why wouldn't you just start it opposite and go be behind and then all of a sudden just be like, turning it on the last three because I know I can do the last three, but not the... Because
there was nothing to turn on at the end.
Yeah, but why don't you start off slow? Start at the nothing.
No, because I would still be using the same amount of energy.
Oh.
I mean...
I get you, Adam.
We'll see, but I would try that.
I don't think you would. You'd be going slower, Dave.
Yeah, but I still have to move my... I mean, if I'm swimming butterfly, it's not like I'm, you know...
You're doing the same motion.
Yeah, I'm doing the same motion. It still takes a lot of...
You're not exerting the same amount of energy.
It still takes a good amount of energy to do that stroke.
Well, you know what, Dave? This is where I'm going to go find that list of things that quitters say book that I have, and I bet you this is in there.
I was not a quitter.
Really?
I swam once in summer swim team. I swam once when I was exhausted. I didn't want to swim when they put me in the water, and they said, we just need the points. Just get in there and swim. And I ended up, and I did swim...
Did you just like dog paddle?
No, I did butterfly, and I just did it. You know, I got up in the blocks, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do this academically. I'm going to do the stroke as correctly as I possibly can. I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to do anything. And that was the only time I did win and win big. But that was summer swim team, and everyone on the other team sucked. I don't think I ever lost an individual race on summer swim team. Because everyone there sucked. It was miserable. I lost.
Oh, were you way tan, Dave?
Of course I was way tan. And my hair, I had super long hair, and because of the chlorine, it was bleached orange in places.
Nice.
People ask me if I did it on purpose. Like, nope.
Nope, that's just my Jew coming out.
My hair turns orange.
My Irish Jew.
That's my Irish Jew coming out.
Wow. But I miss those
days.
We
should hear Nick's songs.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's where I was going to head.
My song?
That was a good segue, wasn't it?
Nick went to high school, and we can guess when he went to high school.
Yeah. All right, good idea.
Okay, so...
2008.
Close.
Wow. 2006, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, that's when I graduated, yeah. But no, I remember big songs was... Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who? Oh, God.
Yeah, really? I remember Who Let the... It was a big song for, like, that summer.
Yes, and we had to hear it every weekend at City Improv.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes, every time.
And then...
Miserable.
Let me see. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who?
Smash Mouth. It was big. I remember Smash Mouth. I like Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Ugh. He may have to leave.
Cisco, remember the song?
Are we going to start a Smash Mouth cover band?
Yes. Well, no, it was in our script. It was a Smash Mouth and... that was another shitty band from that era. I can't remember who it is.
Sugar Ray.
What's that?
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, it was.
I love Sugar Ray.
It wasn't Smash Ray. So it must have been
mouth.
Sugar Mouth, yes.
Sugar Mouth.
Sugar Mouth.
Yes, the drummer of our band used to be in a cover band called Sugar Mouth.
There you go.
Nice.
Shitty, yeah, real it. Shitty.
Smash Mouth, and then the Thong Song was
big. Cisco
the Thong Song. I think he just got out of jail, didn't he? Something like that.
She had dumped like a truck.
Guys, like, you know, kids nowadays don't even hear that one.
I know, that's a shame. You know why? It's because thongs aren't as popular anymore, I hear.
I don't think they wear anything nowadays. They just...
No underpants at all.
No under... I mean, down here, it's so damn hot, I don't think they ever do it.
Kids nowadays.
That's right.
Kids nowadays. It takes too long to get off. You think, I just had it right before we said... The thong song. Nelly, It's Getting Hot in Here.
So hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah.
But see, those were all like, these were all like kind of racy songs for me. Because I grew up, my parents, you know, they're a little bit older. So I was always
older than you.
They're older than me. They're older. I mean, they're.
Are they like Dave's age or older?
They're older. Like they were, they're old. No, like they're,
they're, I like mean, 38.
Yeah. Well, no, whenever I was growing up, I mean, they were some of the kids I knew, they were their grandparents' age. Not saying that my mom and dad are old. They're like 60.
Accusing you of anything.
I'm looking at Dave with my devil eyes. But I was on the classics. I had the, you know, I was 60s, 70s, you know, Creedence and Clearwater Revival and Kiss and AC/DC were always awesome to me. So these little, you know, couple little racy songs were kind of fun. I liked them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Who Let the Dogs Out? Oh, God.
Who?
But yeah, no, those were my
that song
songs
made us want to murder ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I remember these. They used to play it at the Cardinals games all the time.
I almost committed vehicular manslaughter on myself.
Yeah.
Just now?
No, when, during City Improv days because of that song.
God. Yeah.
I remember one time I was working sound, and that was the only song I used the entire show.
I remember that show.
Yep. And everybody was so mad at me.
Yep.
Okay, so I got
another
one. It was
pretty awesome.
It was Britney Spears. She was turning big. When I was a younger kid, I remember this was she came to Six Flags St. Louis, so you know that she was just getting started.
Oh yeah,
and I remember sneaking into her concert there.
Sneaking into her?
I mean, I was snuck into Britney Spears. That first kid.
How did you? Why did you have to buy a separate ticket?
Yeah, you had to buy a separate ticket and everything like that. Well, there was such a massive crowd going in, we just kind of like ducked down and walked in with everybody.
Nice.
But I remember it was like,
oops,
I thought
you
it was like,
did it again.
Yep. I thought it was the coolest. That was when she was like a teenager, you know. I mean, yep. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I remember buying one of her pictures. I felt so lame after that, but yeah, I spent like $20.
And rightly so.
Yeah. As you should.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. Next up.
I turned around and asked everybody what they were listening to the summer before they went into college. Adam, do you remember the summer before you went into college?
Yeah, it was a lot of the same thing I was saying. It was it was definitely Real Big Fish. It was No Doubt. And then I also was listening to Cake.
Cake. Sarah likes Cake. Yes. And the band.
I love
Cake. Oh, Cake is so delicious.
I like it with thick icing on it.
I'm not a big icing fan.
Chocolate.
Well.
Yummy.
There you go.
I don't like carrot cake.
I think it's okay.
That's not my favorite. I wouldn't pick it if I had the opportunity.
Yeah. The only thing that freaks me out is the bits of carrot that are in the cake.
Don't get me wrong. I'd eat it. Oh, I'd eat it.
You'd eat the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good.
Well, I'll eat the shit out of that carrot cake. That's just not my fave.
And I'm pretty much same thing. Def Leppard.
Yeah.
New Def Leppard album came out that summer. I listened to that endlessly.
What was that album, Dave?
That was Adrenalize.
So what was on that one?
Let's Get Rocked. Yeah,
which one?
Let's Get Rocked.
Get
Rocked.
Right. You're putting it into perspective for me. I don't know all the albums. I just know the songs.
Make Love Like a Man.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Make Love.
I remember that's when Summer Going.
Which I guess that means very fast.
Yeah. Oops, I'm done.
Make Love Like a Man in 4 seconds.
Heaven Is.
It's the shortest song ever.
Stand Up, Kick Love Into Motion. They had a lot of hits off there that no one remembers any of them. I Want to Touch You.
Yeah, I was going to say, Let's Get Rocked is the only one I remember.
That was their big hit off that album, and I listened to that.
Photograph is the best Def Leppard song.
I'll agree. I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Photograph, and I do like every single song off Hysteria.
Which was Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Yep. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Women, Rocket, Animal, Love Bites, Armageddon It, God's War, Hysteria. And even the two songs that didn't, or the other songs that no one's ever heard of, Love and Affection, and...
I can't live without your love and affection.
No, that was Nelson.
Oh. I actually knew that. I just wanted to sing that song because I like it.
Like Nelson? They've been to Disney every Flower and Garden Festival, and I have yet to see them.
Please tell me you're going to it.
Next year.
Yep.
Next year.
I might be taking a trip just to see them.
You got to come down and see the Gin Blossoms.
When are they?
They're coming in, I think mid-October, I think. Right when we come back from Italy.
I might
try to come down at the end of October, beginning of November.
10-4.
I was always a big fan of Paul Revere and the Raiders. I thought they put on a good show, too.
Like Herman's Hermits.
There you go. Herman's Hermits.
But I've never seen them put on a show, but I always like their songs.
I like their songs. We'll get them on vinyl.
We'll get you in studio, Adam.
And do I need to bring my own microphone my laptop?
We'll see.
There you go. Yeah, bring your laptop.
Yeah, we'll
might want to bring my laptop, actually.
We're just going to keep you on Skype anyways.
Right. I'll just sit in the living room.
Adam's in the other room, but he's still on Skype.
Coming to you live.
From the other room.
From the other room.
I think
I'm going to sit in the room with the big comfy blue couch by the PlayStation 2 TV.
We may put the whole show in there.
That's a good idea, but maybe we'll see couch. Them more than there, right?
Mikey said he's coming to town probably in August. And whenever his birthday is, he said that next week he was thinking about coming down to Orlando. So we'll have to get Mikey in studio with the intern.
There you go.
That's right.
Be a good show.
We'll have to make them...
Nick, you can take them.
We'll have to make
them
compete at something.
There you go.
Yeah!
That'll be fun.
And film it.
Some classic intern old host type thing.
There you go.
That's right.
We could put it... I mean, by that time, let's think. We're already on Yahoo Answers.
Yeah.
Now we're on that other place.
Stitcher.
Shite.
Stitchers, yeah.
Shite.
Shite, yeah.
A few other places too.
Take a shot.
But nothing. I don't get any hits from there.
And but I mean, by then, who knows where we're going to be on?
That's right.
So we can have all kinds of. We get a video feed.
Nick will have been on like 14 episodes by then.
There you go.
Now, mind you, we did one show where we were live on video.
Ooh.
It was awful.
It wasn't a great show. Adam was none. Adam refused to get on camera from his end.
Oh, I wouldn't want to see Adam's end either.
Right?
But maybe next week, depending on how we feel,
okay,
we can promote that we'll be live next Monday. What do you think of that? Not on video, but live on audio.
We can see.
We should do a live show.
We can do that.
We can see. I can see if I can line up some people to call in.
I don't know how we can do that.
Well, they'll call, and I'll relay
just
what they say.
Our cell phone, and we'll put them on speaker.
Yeah, we go.
Well,
we'll put them on speakerphone.
If I can get Sarah's computer to run Skype. We could conceivably take Skype calls.
Ooh, that's fun.
So then we could take phone calls. If we wanted to invest the money, we can get our own Skype phone number.
Yeah.
So then people can actually physically call in.
We'll see.
But I don't see us being there yet with our 13 downloads.
Yeah, I don't think we should invest the money yet.
But can we? We can agree now that next week we'll do a live show.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, I'm writing it down.
I can see what I can line up with some peeps.
Well, we know we don't need actual people. We want actual people watching us online.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So they can be in St. Louis.
That's right.
Or they can be here in Orlando.
Or Germany.
Or Germany. Or,
that's
or
right.
Austrian accent.
Or Italy.
Or Italy. Or
oui, oui.
Canada.
Uh-huh. Eh.
So we'll promote it starting tomorrow. We'll start promoting the next week. We're going to be on Ustream. So everyone sign up for Ustream.com. And find Another Waste of a Podcast or AWOA podcast.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Another Waste of a Podcast was too damn long.
There you go. No, I'm excited now. Live show.
Whoever named this stupid show.
Yeah, damn it. Came in too late.
It was originally called Another Wasted Podcast, but then I thought, you know what? People may think we're drinking constantly. Hey,
we should have a show like that.
And they were drinking a lot when we first started.
We did.
We should.
Yeah, when Mikey lived with Dave, he got Dave to drink like half a beer a night.
There was a week where I took a shot of tequila every night at dinner.
There you go.
Wow.
Was it good tequila?
It was delicious. I would offer you some, but Mike, you finished it.
Oh, damn.
Now,
it.
Do you say that, Dave, because you're Mexican?
What's that?
Or do you really like tequila?
I think so. I like tequila because I'm Mexican.
It's good. You have
I don't
to have
like
the
it.
Good kind.
I don't like it.
The first time I had
tequila. You know why? Because I got real sick off tequila once.
I've never gotten sick off tequila. I have.
I'm talking violently sick.
Jesus. On my 30th birthday.
I was almost arrested.
On my 30th birthday, I drank so much tequila at my birthday party that at one point I was drinking straight from the bottle.
Nice.
This is the first time, second time I'd ever had tequila as well. We drove back to our house, which Sarah drove up on the curb and parked her car there. The next morning, I think everybody puked. I think Mikey and Sarah both puked. Liz may have puked. And I was fine.
Well, yes.
Do you know why?
Why?
I was still drunk.
There you go.
Yes.
That's
yep.
Yeah. I got a similar story from Thursday night. We went.
Oh, yes, intern Nick. Here we go.
There we go. We went out to the billiards. There's a billiards place down here. And I have two friends, and they're both named Jason, so it's very easy to remember their names.
Just yell thank Jason. God.
Yeah. And we go play pool, and we're notorious for drinking a lot whenever we go out. I mean, at least me and my one buddy, Jason. And not the other Jason. He's okay. He's the bigger guy, but he's a...
I was about to say, can we call him one Big Jason and other Jason?
Yeah, Big Jason and other Jason. And he's a bigger guy, but me and my just Jason, we're the drinkers. And, like, I drank some... My bar tab was, like, $60. I drank so much.
Jesus.
But it takes me a lot to get buzzed. So then it was, you know, well, let's see how much it takes Nick to get buzzed. So I had, like, four or five... I had, what was it? A Hurricane, a Red Death, a Grateful Dead... Yeah. Oh, if you ever go out, try Grateful Dead. Those are really good. Or Red Death. Those are just like, those are really tasty too. And then we started having kamikaze shots.
Oh,
and then.
Those are kind of weak.
Yeah.
That was my first shot ever took.
And then it was a double shot of tequila for me.
Oh, there you go.
And then.
Back on track.
Followed by a couple more kamikazes and another, I think, Red Death. And so it was a lot of fun. But I got home and I laid in my bed. I had my cup of water and everything like that. And so I'm just sitting there drinking my water, going, if I fall asleep, I'm going to throw up. You know what I mean? Like how you got to keep yourself going.
Yep.
So then all of a sudden I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning on my couch. I do not recollect how I got to my couch, why I was on my couch, but there was no throw up anywhere, which was a good idea. But yeah, I mean, a good thing, but I don't know.
Yeah,
how
that
I
got, is plus.
I don't know how I got to my couch. That's a whole story right there, but it was a lot of fun.
I came home once, and it may have been the night of my birthday. I was so drunk, and I tried to take my shoes off, and my shoelaces got tightened, and I couldn't untie my shoes. And it was and then it became a debate with myself as to what I was going to do next. I'm like, ugh. So I'm just going to sleep in my clothes. I'm just going to sleep in my clothes. I'm going to sleep in my clothes. And then I woke up. I can't sleep in my clothes. So I tried to pull my pants over my shoes. Couldn't pull my pants over my shoes. Like, God, yeah. So I finally went into the kitchen and pulled out a giant steak knife.
Whoa.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh my, that's the best thing to play with.
And I cut the shoelace off. I think I put the steak knife on the side of the bed and I woke up the next morning. I'm like, Jesus, did I actually do that?
And those are probably good laces, too. Then you had to go out and buy the aftermarket laces, which
yeah.
are never the same.
Yeah,
they were too small.
I just snaked steak knife by your foot when you're drunk is not safe at all.
I was so furious.
I passed out on his futon once after drinking around the world.
Oh, man.
Face first. Before before the pizza came.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good idea to order pizza.
Mikey and Adam both insisted we order pizza. They insisted.
And we both passed out.
And they both passed out. Neither of them ate it. They were both just gone.
I did that once at a party. We were all partying.
It was really funny that night that I had to actually ride home with Sarah because they didn't trust Mikey to ride home with her. Because he would have touched her boobs or something.
Yeah, he would have. He would have. Well, you know what? He probably wouldn't have because he was so drunk.
He probably couldn't
probably
pick up his arm.
He fell in the bushes.
He could. Yeah, he fell into the bushes. I'm walking back to the car.
Oh, that's funny. I remember at a party once, I got so drunk, I passed out on the floor. Like, we're all partying. I passed out in the middle of the floor for like 15 minutes, jumped back up, and was rip-roaring ready to go.
Woo!
It was like a, it was
did
like
you
a little...
have stuff thrown on your face?
No, no. Was the funny thing was they just left me there. They didn't move me out. I was like in the middle of the floor. They didn't move me.
Just laying there.
They just left me. And people were walking over me, walking next to me, but nobody messed with me, which was the weird part. But yeah, it was pretty nice. Thank you for all those friends that showed up. We're gonna
good
be
job,
listening.
Vince.
The last time I remember drinking a bunch with people was probably at Adam's cabin, and I remember we wanted to go go-karting real bad.
Did we go?
We did, but by the time we got to the go-kart place, we had all sobered up.
Oh, that's right. That's no fun.
Yeah, because we ate and it took a long time to get there.
It was so fun. That was ridiculous.
Oh,
but I remember that.
We were at the billiards place that we went to this past week. We went there a couple months ago. When I say a couple months, I mean like 6 months ago. Yeah,
2 years ago.
Yeah, no, 6 months ago with Jason and Jason again. And also me and Jason, were playing pool and we were doing whoever wins, you know, doesn't have to buy the drinks. No. So we had, I mean, it was another, we both had about a $60 bar tab. And then me and Big Jason walked in there like 3 or 4 days later. And like I walk in and I was like, oh, yeah, I was here the other night. And I kind of told Jason we drank a lot. Everybody that worked there, the bartenders, the waitresses, oh, hey, Nick, how's it going? Nick, you don't have to buy the pool tonight. You spent a lot the other night. You don't have to buy, you know, the $5 pool.
Oh, you know, that's bad.
I was just like, oh, God, what happened that I don't remember?
Yeah, why are they now giving me free pool?
Yeah, why the free pool? They all know me by name.
Something's wrong.
Something's up. But no, it's a good time.
I've never been that drunk.
No.
I usually, if I drink that much, I usually just kind of fade into the background.
I got so drunk on my 30th birthday, then when I woke up the next day to take my brother-in-law home, we were both still drunk, and I drove him home. I was like, this is a bad idea.
I've done that before. This is a
bad idea. We stopped at McDonald's and got like $25 worth of breakfast sandwiches.
And only ate 4 of them.
Right? No, he ate them all. I only had a sausage biscuit.
There you go. But those are the best days when you wake up still drunk. Those are the days that you feel fine.
Because you know.
Right, because you, right.
Because you know, like, oh, you know what? I can take some aspirin.
Yeah. Or I can drink some more.
And I'm going to eat something. I'm good.
Yeah. Yep.
God, I remember when Pleasure Island was Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
They used to have that greasy, you know, cheesesteak place.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember drinking so much. I mean, it was just me and Sarah. Just drinking so much, and we're like, we need to get food. And getting these, Sarah get a just giant cheesesteak, and I get these hot dogs, and we just sit on the curb just eating these greasy sandwiches.
The best.
Now, when you say drink a lot for you, Dave, tell us what drinking a lot for you is.
Back then, it was probably only 2.
Oh, really?
Here's my 2 or 3.
Three
was my limit.
So where are you at right now?
I haven't drank in a while.
Oh, Dave. Well, let's go drink. Let's drink right now. I know you got something.
I got some year and a half old Guinness.
Could you drink
around the world with me yet?
No. Gosh, no.
Okay.
But, my problem was that I couldn't burp. I couldn't belch.
No.
I mean, I would drink 2 beers and the gas would build up in my chest so bad that I would be in so much pain, and then when that pain subsided, it would go straight to my head, and I'd have like an instant hangover. My head would be pounding.
Ooh.
And then my nasal passages would fill up. Oh, it was miserable.
Hey, Dave, you know what one burp said to the other burp, right?
What?
Let's be stinkers and go out the other end.
Oh! Get it, Dave? They wanted to be farts.
But now that I've got this terrible, terrible acid reflux, I can burp all the time.
There you go. Let's go drinking, Dave. Reflux.
So I can eat, I can drink, and I can burp, and I'm okay.
Hey, I have a topic for our future show.
Future show topic.
Oh. I think we should have a wasted show.
No, that's not necessarily a topic.
Well, topics that would come up when we're all wasted.
I don't know if we want that.
A show theme. How about that?
That would be pretty funny.
I think we just talked about everything.
A theme show.
All of our wasted stories.
Well, yeah, but
at least
I mean,
all of
we
my
would actually,
wasted stories.
But we would be wasted. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
So we can tell them again.
There you go.
And again.
Or we could.
And again. Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, guys.
We should get some pretty.
Hey, you remember that one time we just talked about that?
We talked about all that.
All right, so we have a week to come up with enough wasted stories.
There you go. No. I think we should have a come up with
a real wasted show.
Yes.
Pinpoints of subjects to talk about that would be fun whenever someone's wasted.
You know what we should do though? We should do that when I'm in town.
There you
yes.
go. Yeah.
That should be the in town show.
See, I told you, a future show.
You, sir, are correct, sir.
We will. We'll go and we'll drink around the world.
Go to my billiards place.
Go to the billiards place, and then we'll come back and record the podcast.
We're going to be able to come back.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should do all that, order a pizza, and see if we can convince the pizza guy to be our guest star.
That happened on another podcast that I listened to. I got the pizza guy on for a few minutes. Yeah.
There you go.
So we could do that, but it's...
We could be like, dude, 14 people are listening.
Well, that's after we... I think we should do that after we got
a little bit of street cred.
Right.
Well, I got two today, so it should go up to 15.
Nice.
Sweet. They have to befriend our page.
Yeah, they will. They yeah. They should. Will. If they don't, I'll bug them.
They will. All right, well, we are a bunch of little chatterboxes tonight. Because we're already almost up to an hour.
Oh, my.
So I had a few more topics written down, and we can see what we want to talk about and what we have to talk about. I think
we've been pushing off.
I think we're going to have to push off the flea market another week.
Oh,
the flea market.
Well, if we start talking about it now.
I think you're right.
Well, if we start talking about it now, then we're not going to be able to get to answers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, answers, and okay. We got to do answers, don't we, Nick?
We got to do answers for sure.
I wrote something down. I'm trying to read what I wrote.
He can't sound it out.
He can't even read that. Come on.
Oh, no. That's the name of the, the, name of the person.
Dave,
okay,
like
sorry.
He's looking so puzzled.
Okay, so, Nick, what do you need?
Hold on.
God.
Dave, I need some answers.
Next week, I'll have a song.
Only if you record him playing the ukulele.
There you go.
Last week, if you recall, we did go on Yahoo Answers, and we asked, we answered a bunch of questions, but we asked a single question. What should another Wasted Podcast talk about on the next podcast?
That's right.
Adam, we had a response.
Just one, Dave? Just one?
Just one response.
Wow.
Okay.
Someone who named themselves, I Believe in Healthy Fur, wrote...
They didn't listen to our manscaping.
I guess not. It says they want us to talk about quirky habits.
Ooh.
So let's do it. Who has a quirky habit?
Quirky?
What would a quirky habit really...
Yeah, let's figure out what that is.
It would be different. Something like out of the ordinary. Like the guy on Everybody Loves Raymond. You know how he touches his chin before he eats?
Yeah.
That's quirky.
That's quirky.
Yeah, that is...
I don't like to step on cracks.
Yeah.
Or
because of the old break your mother's back nonsense?
I don't know if it's because of that. It may have started as that, but now when I walk and if there are, squares on the floor, I have to walk in the squares. I can't walk on the line. I can walk on the line.
I think it's I do the same. It's like a little game to see if you can how many squares you can walk in.
I don't count. I just do it.
Oh, well, I mean,
that's how I live, man.
Quirky habit.
I won't drink out of anyone's cup after they have.
Yeah.
That's kind of OCD quirky.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's quirky. Nick?
Every time I look into a mirror, I always make faces.
Are you sure you're making faces or that's just your face?
Yes. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave.
No problem.
Yeah. I always have to sleep with my closet doors closed. It's not because of the boogie monster or anything like that. It's just like a superstition of mine. I always have to have my closet doors closed.
I noticed I did this today, and I remember, and I notice I do this a lot. Whenever I take my keys out of my pocket, I have to clean the key off first. And when I do that, the first thing I think of is ice. Like as if there's snow or ice on my keys from wintertime. So I always have to get the ice off my keys, even though hasn't been snow or ice on my keys for years now.
Wow.
But I always think about that. Like, got to get the ice off my keys.
I always hit the lock button on my key fob for my car like 3 times.
I used to be like that when I had one.
Maybe not just 3, but like multiple times.
Doesn't a horn beep when you do that? Because when I hit my fob, if I hit it twice, the horn goes off.
Right.
So Sarah hates it when I do that. And I always do
that. Really?
Every time.
Quirky.
How else would you know it was locked?
Exactly. I mean, just because you heard it locked doesn't necessarily mean it's locked until you hear that horn.
That's right.
It's true.
The horn's just its way of saying, you're safe.
You're safe now, sir. Move along.
Nothing to see. Move along.
Any other quirky habits? Any quirky habits?
I don't know. I like to read people a lot. Like, whenever I'm out in the park, or like, I can kind of judge people a little bit.
You can judge them.
Yeah. It's my little quirky
That's
habit.
That's a fun habit, though.
I like to judge people.
Yeah.
I think I pay more attention in movies than I should, like, to detail.
Hmm.
Like, whenever I see
movies.
Yeah,
I do that as well.
Yeah.
People are like, what? Why would you even look at that?
Yeah. Hey, we're on level one.
We are on level one.
Yeah.
Da-da-da. We did not. Okay, now here on Yahoo Answers, the person who asks the question will vote if you have the best answer or not.
Uh-huh.
And for the, is it okay to tell an ultra-attractive girl that she left a tag on her clothes, we did not get the best answer.
Oh. Why?
Why, I don't know.
Who got the best?
Someone who was stupid.
Well, I want to know about the tickling one. Did we do that tickle one?
This person who wants to tickle themselves with peanut butter and whatnot. He never...
What was our answer?
Use a shower head.
Hey, that was my answer, I think.
Thanks, another recent podcast.
We did not get number one on that one either?
You were number four on that one.
What was number one?
Number one was... I have absolutely no idea. It seems like an ad or spam.
Oh, weird.
He voted that one as number one?
Yeah, actually, no one voted, so it just was in the order.
Oh.
We also did not get the creepiest movie for The Ghost of Mr. Chicken with Don Knotts.
Oh, we got number three, though. It was answer number three.
Your answer number three.
I think there was only three answers, though.
Was it Transylvania
65,000?
65,000.
Why didn't I put that down?
Is that the one that got it?
Poltergeist, I think, was one of them that got it.
Oh, well, whatever.
So we want to answer some more questions, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
All right, I've discovered you can now look for questions. Specifically, what would we like to answer questions on?
Sexy questions.
Sexy questions. I wrote sexy down.
Because that's what the three of us are really good at.
Make me happy. That's how we get people.
This is a resolved question, though. Damn it.
Oh.
This person wrote, I want something sexy to wear to bed. Guys, what do you like on a woman? And ladies, what makes you feel sexy? What and where to shop?
I say nothing.
I was going to say nothing as well.
Saran wrap.
With the big steak knife to cut it off.
Schnooks.
Let's see. Newest. We're going to have to go with newest.
I don't know. Let's see. Sexy to bed. I'd say like, you know, like sexy underwear. But past that, everything else is too hard to get off.
This question is, does Walmart sell men's thongs? You want to answer that?
I think they sell the bikini cut. Don't ask me how I know that.
I'm not going to.
Let's just say just a bikini, but you could buy some scissors and make it a thong.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go here. Does Walmart sell men's thongs or like jockstrap type underwear with no cloth covering the buttocks?
Buttocks.
And I don't
what?
And I don't mean the sexy thongs. I mean actual underwear thongs. Thanks.
What?
No, he doesn't want them to be sexy. He just wants them to be useful.
I want to know what man needs a man thong and goes to Walmart to buy it.
Right. Go online.
This person wrote, yes, they do. Not much of a selection, though.
Oh, we'll forget it.
You are better off finding a Hanes or Jockey outlet store. My wife loves mine.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
This person's name is, everything's going to be all white.
That's what he said. That's what he says when he takes off his pants.
Yes.
There it is.
This person wrote, they aren't the same as women's. You learn something new every day.
Well, of course. Now we have more to hold.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay. I'm going to, this one person wants guys. Oh, God, this is too freaking long.
That's a paragraph.
Four. All right, read it, Dave. Just do it.
No, it's way
too
long.
It's really long.
Way too long.
Oh, is that a question?
Yes, it just went on.
Would it look sexy or slutty?
All right, Nick wants to know, would it look sexy or slutty? So I'm going to, the number two, my friend's Sweet 16 this Saturday, which is just an N. I was thinking I could wear a dress. I have one that is strapless, black, and comes down to look 2 or 3 inches above my knee. I want, gosh, there's no punctuation here. Above my knee, I wanted to wear it with some silver heels, .. But after I put it on, IDK, which I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That means I don't know.
Should I wear it? ? Would it look sexy or slutty? I got an image of a good girl. People think I am one, although not one all the time. So what do y'all think? ? And the other outfit ideas or advice. God, that hurt me.
I think she should stick to her overalls.
No shit. This person wrote pics or it didn't happen. Sounds okay to me, but if you think it's slutty, get one of those shorts.
Yeah, sounds lame.
This question's lame.
Yeah. She's going to a sweet 16 party? What the hell? Come on.
See, as long as you're wearing underpants.
And your overalls.
God, how do I...
Just say ask your dad.
I don't know who he is.
I'm going back at him. I'm writing that. Ask your dad.
There you go.
Thanks. Another.
Nobody's going to tag it.
And other waste of a podcast.
Oh, Dave has one misspelling.
What did I misspell?
I don't know. It just says you do.
Another.
Another. No, I misspelled it at first, but I didn't. I think it may be the thanks.
Oh, did you put T-H-A-N-X?
It doesn't recognize the word podcast.
Whoa.
Wow, that's crazy.
Holy cow.
Who'd have thought?
Hey.
Who'd have thunk it?
Can't touch this.
Who'd have thunk it?
What y'all done think I should wear? Hey, we should, since we can type in funky words to see what we should think of a random word and see if there's any questions.
A random word?
You just typed in sexy.
I did type in sexy.
So, Adam or Dave, can you think of a...
Is a random... A random non-sexy word?
Yeah, something.
Thanks, Another Waste of Podcast. Here's the link. And...
litigation.
Strange ways to get pregnant.
That's weird.
A finger.
That's a thinker.
Oh, I thought you just said a finger.
I did say a finger.
Oh, I thought you said that's a thinker.
Oh, a finger. That'd be a real strange way to get pregnant.
There you go.
No, I'm not going to ask that. Adam?
Or answer in the butt.
In the butt. It is strange.
Ask in the butt. Do it. See if something comes up.
Yes, Dave. Ask in the butt.
Right, in the butt. Nothing has come up for in the butt.
Oh.
But I can ask that question myself if I wanted to. Anything else?
Yeah, I think we should ask another question.
Should I just go boobs?
Boobs.
That'll make Cody happy.
That'll make Cody happy. All right, so boobs.
Newest. Newest boobs.
Newest boobs.
Guys and chicks.
Guys and chicks. Would he care if he saw that I wore a push-up bra?
No.
No.
I'm 17 and my boobs are saggy.
Ooh.
They're 38C naturally, but when I wear a push-up bra, they turn into double D.
Ooh.
I can read the rest, but it's unimportant.
They're a C that when they get pushed up turn to a double D?
Well, they're real saggy, so yeah. They're droopy.
And she's 17,
girl. They're pointing down.
You got a whole lot appointment.
So when she wears the push-up bra, it pushes everything back up.
You'd probably be like, keep it on.
Okay.
This person, Wayne, writes... Yeah, I would. Just don't take your bra off.
Yeah, that's what I just had. Yeah.
Wear a skirt with. God. Wear a skirt without panties and let him rail you from behind.
My God. What the fuck?
That's number one answer.
He's his dad. Honestly, he's got boobs in his face and they're all his. I'm pretty sure they look like they're going to be the last thing on his mind. Don't worry about it. He loves you for you.
Oh, well.
What is another waste of a podcast I have to say about this?
We can't say anything about that.
No, we're gonna back off.
We're gonna have to back off because I think the last guy is right.
Which one? The railing one?
No. That guy's a douchebag.
No, I mean mean, technically leave the... I'd rather have them pushed up than saggy. My boobs...
Nope, not going to click on it.
Why?
The question was, how can I lose my man boobs, picture included?
Well,
don't.
Oh, gross. God. Oh, there's two people.
Did you click on it?
No.
No, we didn't click on it. Annoying boob hair? Ooh, nope. Annoying boob hair.
Is my birth control working right?
Why'd you click on it? Like, we know.
No, then yes.
I said, I usually take my pill at 4, but sometimes I take it at 5:30. Da, 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 da. I should write, are you pregnant?
Right.
All right. I could think I can go with that, right?
Yeah.
On my second day, I'll have a few more.
Oh, wait.
No, I feel bad now. I can't do it.
No, do it. God. Oh, Dave.
Right, because what if she's all like, oh, another waste of a podcast said that I was fine, and then she gets pregnant.
Oh, God.
She's probably underage. We don't want her listening anyways.
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know how their birth control works.
Then you got to go back to that question about boob hair. I'm just joking, though.
Boob hair.
What do you think about this? That's always a great way to start off a question.
God. Why does it every time I do this?
Why does my boobs look like a penis? What?
What?
No, I'm just joking. I made that one up.
Guys, does boob size matter? If I don't have big boobs, does me being pretty save myself?
Yes.
Or do all they want are boobs and butts? Is it Josh Arnold write this?
You know, I mean, that's this poor person that's asking this question. It's really sad because it really doesn't matter. Like, it's you'll find a guy that's attracted to you for some reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether it be your boobs or your butt or your face.
Say, use a push-up bra. Use a push-up bra.
We're going to start
saving your money now.
Any size boobs or butt will do. How's that?
Yep.
And you are beautiful just being you.
Boner.
No, don't put boner.
Say boner?
I did. I wrote boner.
I can't believe I just said something very nice and you put boner.
Yeah, and then you wrote boner.
I wrote boner. Oops, damn it.
Oh crap.
Okay, I didn't write a lot. Any size boobs or butt will do.
Don't put boner.
I'm not going to put boner. Thanks, another waste of a podcast.
Yeah, actually, you should say any size of boobs and butt will do. Coming from three guys.
I don't want to say coming from three guys.
Oh. So it says three guys?
The cast and crew of another Winston podcast.
The cast and crew of.
Any boobs and butts will do.
Any boobs?
Boobs or butts will do. So says us. How's that?
So says us, yeah, cast of men.
Thanks, another waste of a podcast.
So says us.
So says us.
Wow, you were reading another girl's too fast. How so does am I too sexy or done God. Slutty? Do you all think all people? Right.
Fine. So says us is gone. And what's my source? My boner.
My boner. No. The cast and crew. There you go. What's your source?
All right.
Hey, should we post another
Another
question?
Sure. Well, let's answer one more.
One more. Okay.
Okay, one more.
Oops.
Ooh.
We're going to look up sex cuz we're good at answering sex questions.
Bum, 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 bum.
Clearly.
Wait. Is it wrong to have sex with my brother-in-law while my wife is pregnant? Huh? That's a man?
She'll never find out, and Alan is a really good guy. That's a good point. Thank you, Nick, for pointing that out.
Yeah,
that's
unless
a dude.
It's a gay couple,
right?
That's a dude asking if he can sleep with his brother-in-law, so his sister's husband.
Brother, what? What?
No, his sister's husband.
Oh no, his sister's husband. While my wife is pregnant.
Wait, what's yes?
One person wrote yes. Other person, yes, it is wrong. Oh, so is it wrong? You are married and have sex with your wife's brother. Either your wife, you're bisexual or gay. I don't know. What you're doing is wrong. Adam?
You should put down as long as he doesn't get pregnant, you're fine.
I don't know if we want them as our listeners.
I don't know that we want to answer this question.
Don't worry, I'm not gay.
I'm moving away. We should probably move away from sex entirely. I'm gonna write down comedies.
I can't believe I was like, that's a dude.
Right.
Wow, what's your favorite comedy that has no love in it?
That has no love?
No love.
It wasn't my favorite, but wasn't Funny People? That wasn't about love, was it? Did you ever see the movie Funny People?
I did see Funny People. Stupid. But no, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, Adam Sandler wanted to get back together with his ex-girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, I never saw that movie. I never saw that movie. I saw parts of it. No, I mean, I had to stop halfway through it because it was stupid.
No. Try watching
it was terrible.
The Carrot Top movie. Then you can stop.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There's always a love interest in the movies, though.
Yeah.
And movies always follow the same stereotypes, I think. I hate it.
Evan Almighty.
He had a wife.
Loves his
kids.
No. I thought they were asking for comedies.
What's your favorite comedy?
Dave didn't
catch it. I missed it. That went right over my head. This person wrote Dogma.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Unless you count Jane, Silent Bob, Love.
Or the love of Jesus.
Tropic Thunder. He fell in love with playing that part.
That's true. The Pineapple Express.
Never saw it.
Adam, did you see it? It was a good movie. But I don't remember there being any love in it. Unless love for drugs.
Yeah.
And School of Rock. Which there was love because with what's her name?
I would disagree because he loved those kids.
And he loved Joan Cusack.
Yeah, and the kids liked each other. The one guy liked the other girl or something like that.
Yep.
This is all bullshit.
Children loving.
Why the hell are we even doing this anymore?
I don't even know.
We're over an hour.
We've run out of time.
Let's talk about flea markets.
Flea markets.
No.
Next week.
And I had also put up, I guess we can do this real quick, recall from last week of the top SNL casts, I put up a poll as to the top SNL performers. And I can tell you what our audience thinks. Adam?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just going to do that every time. Maybe.
Adam.
My stupid Facebook isn't working right.
Ah, stupid face. I mean book. Stupid Facebook.
Really, it's
not.
No,
you had it right the first time.
The face?
The book?
Stupid the face.
But who do you think?
Oh, hey, talking about Facebook, Adam, did you see? Today I posted three things just because of you.
I saw that, my friend.
I changed my news feed three times just to despite you since you said I don't ever get on there. That's like
stoked to see all of your postings.
I'm going to do it three times today.
Three times a day?
No, just today. Just so I could say that today, tonight.
Well, you did it all in one day, so it doesn't really help us much.
Oh. Well, it's a start.
All right. So I'm going to go through this list of just the people who were voted for. And see if you agree that they're a good performer or not. Jane Curtin.
Okay.
She got one vote.
There you go.
Surprisingly, Chevy Chase got one vote.
Oh, he's good. He's funny.
Tina Fey got one vote.
She's good.
John Lovitz got one vote.
He's funny. I like him. I think his movies are... I think the movies that he's in are funny.
He's in.
I like John Lovitz.
Andy Samberg, one vote.
I don't like him.
He does all of Adam's favorite
music. Lonely Island's funny.
I don't like him.
Martin Short got one vote. Dennis Miller, one vote. And now we're going into multiple votes. Dana Carvey got two votes.
Dana Carvey was funny.
Billy Crystal got two votes.
I like Billy Crystal.
Gilda Radner got two votes.
Didn't she die?
She did
of
die.
Something
yes.
of crazy.
Cancer, I believe.
There you go.
And according to our listeners, or our poll readers, fifth place was a tie between Will Ferrell and Chris Farley.
Okay.
Number four was Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
Okay.
Number three was Mike Myers.
All right.
Number two was John Belushi.
Yeah.
And number one was Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman's very funny.
He's very good.
If you look at it, the top five has one, two, three dead people in it.
Yeah.
If you go to the top 10, you got another dead person. Sad.
Just another one.
It's very sad.
Very.
I was going to put other people like Damon Wayans in there.
Yeah.
See if people would know that he was only in like one sketch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say he was there.
Yep. He got fired for, he was in a sketch where he was supposed to be a police officer and he decided that he was just going to gay it up and played the character super gay and it went real bad.
That's nice.
Yeah. He was done with the show.
I like how Jim Carrey got started on with Living Color or In Living.
He stayed on In Living Color until the end.
Yeah.
He did not leave. He was loyal.
Did he?
Yep. I believe he was loyal to the end.
He was one of the few white guys, wasn't he?
Uh-huh. Not to be confused with Living Color, the band.
There you go.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Another band I listened to in high school.
Wah, wah.
Mostly freshman year. But, okay. Well, I think we've come to a good enough place to end.
Yeah, tonight was a bunch of rambling. I liked it.
Yeah. We rambled and rambled and rambled. Adam, did you ramble?
I rambled quite a bit, I think.
I think it was a good show. I think this is something we can put up for a podcast nomination.
I like it.
For the podcast awards.
There you go.
Oh, I think most definitely.
I mean, we have Adam. He's an award winner.
I am.
So
if that doesn't get us any recognition, I don't know what will.
Has Mel Brooks contacted you yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting for his people to contact mine. So
you may have to do something first before that happens.
I probably will.
I had to put an ad out there. For our two German listeners, the Schwarzenegger just put a bid on the Facebook.
Can you put it on eBay, Adam? Yeah.
I'll try.
See what happens.
Put a bid up. We'll go for the highest bidder.
Because, I mean, who really gives a shit? Whoever buys it, buys it.
It's true.
I mean, then the FBI will be watching them, not us.
That's right. Thank God.
We lose listeners then.
We may lose our two. Well, no, because not all Germans are that way.
That's true.
Because we love our German listeners.
We do. We love you.
We do. I would love to go to Germany someday.
I would actually love for our German listeners to email us.
I would love for our two German downloaders, our one Italian, well, we know who our Italian is, our London listener, and I would please send us an email at awoapodcast@yahoo.com or awoapodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please do.
Please friend us.
Or Facebook us.
On Facebook. Please friend us on Facebook. You can also, if you're listening to this, you may have already downloaded this onto iTunes, into your iTunes library, or you could listen to this, as you are probably doing right now, onto your iTunes preview page.
That's right.
And now on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Nick, do you have anything going on you want to promote?
No.
No?
Not this week.
Not this week.
Promote the show. Give it to your friends.
Hey, did you
on Facebook
next week? I think Adam, Nick has to fulfill his assignment that he was given.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Did you read your assignment?
What?
The assignment that was left for you on your page. No, maybe it wasn't left on you. It was on the main page. Your assignment is to go back and listen to all 15 podcasts.
Yes, I will. I will do that by next week.
You need to take notes.
Okay.
Mostly for us, because we don't remember what we talked about.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay.
I would like to go back and update all of our podcasts.
Okay.
To have exactly what we talked about.
Okay.
And then then you can talk about what topics you missed out on.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll bring them up.
And let us know things we've talked about more than once and have told the same stories more than once.
There you go. Sounds good. I'll see what I can do.
Because I feel that we've done that a few times.
During my busy week. I'll see what I can do.
In between kids.
There you go, in between kids.
Adam, do you have anything to promote tonight?
Not right now.
I feel in the
I will have something eventually.
I feel in the 17 podcasts we've done, you've never had anything to promote.
Even
when you've had promotable things.
You think? I am directing the musical Dirty Rotten Scoundrels next spring.
Ooh. That's a whole year from now.
I know, that's the only thing that I got going on, Dave.
Oh.
I like that
you
movie.
Asked me to promote something. That's what I'm promoting. Mm.
Didn't you do improv somewhere recently?
At a high school, I most certainly did.
Do you think you should have promoted us there?
No.
We need to get working on our T-shirt. The Another Waste of a Podcast. It's awful.
That's right.
I would like for an artist to take that on to themselves and put the right. It's awful, but awful should look really happy.
If that like makes awesome. Sense.
What's that?
Like it should look like awesome.
It should look like awesome, but awful. There should be like at least three exclamation points.
Right.
And possibly written in 3D lettering.
Okay. I'll get on my people.
So it'd be another waste of podcast. It's awful, but it looks like it's awful.
It's awful.
But it's awful.
Fantastic.
Right, because awful is awesome.
It is in our slang.
Hey, we can get a mammogrammed. That's not the right
really?
Word.
Really?
Anagrammed and a
Adam's not that fat. Hey yo.
we can get our names on the back. You know, Dave and Adam and Nick the intern.
What are we doing?
On the back of the T-shirt.
Are we going to the flea market and getting this done?
I could, maybe.
There's a guy there who does airbrush T-shirts, I'm sure.
I got some people. Hey, I mean, it would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
I don't know if we want our names on it.
Well, I mean...
Maybe just Nick the intern.
Nick the intern.
So you can take the abuse.
There you go. Hey, we should sell them like that if we get a bigger view.
Once we have 100 people, we'll order T-shirts.
There you go. And see who has the highest... who wants to be Nick the intern, Dave, or Adam?
Yes.
Or the guest... Couch star.
Celebrity couch.
There you go. Celebrity
couch. Celebrity couch. We have some people who I want to get on, and one of them is comedian Josh Arnold said he would do the show. So he's not in town, but we'll get him on the Skype line.
On the Skype line.
Nick, your friend Mary from St. Louis,
okay.
Who does that that internet television show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's that show called?
I don't know.
Shit.
Black Bookberry, I believe.
There you go.
Like, because I think it's Black Bookberry, yeah.
We're friends. That doesn't mean I follow her TV show.
I hope she
listens. I love you, Mary.
She'll be listening.
I love you.
I think if we can get her on, she can help promote her show as well as we can get some more listeners.
There you go.
We still need to get Smitty, but Smitty has yet to respond to his challenge. Adam, give Smitty another challenge.
Smitty has to send us a video. He has to post a video on YouTube of him... reenacting Gene Kelly's Singing in the Rain. But he's got to do it in his front yard with the sprinkler.
Ooh.
That seems really, really difficult.
Really, really difficult, yeah.
He doesn't have to do the whole thing. Just enough to prove that he listens.
All right, so Smitty, only we call you that now. Nate.
Yeah, that's Nate Smith.
That's your challenge, to reenact Singing in the Rain in your front yard using a... A garden sprinkler.
Yep.
A garden something. All right, well, I have nothing to promote, though I may have some big news next week.
Ooh.
But, let's hope.
Let's hope. I don't have anything to say right now. I could ruin this whole meeting tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah, don't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But the meeting, I have a big meeting. It could help the podcast.
Cross your fingers.
It could help us all out. So I guess
Dave, you know it could also help hurt the podcast, right?
How could that be?
Because it might hurt your chances if they go out and listen.
Nobody listens.
Dave?
Not yet.
When they look you up on the internet at job interviews, they will see it.
But this isn't a real job interview.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
This isn't bad.
Just saying, Dave.
Yeah, we are.
We don't slam nothing.
We love everything.
Oh. Especially
agreed.
Now we just said it.
But we also have a...
It's a good thing, Adam, that I go by my name, Dave. I guess I can say that here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on all of my professional paperwork, it's David.
Well, now they got you.
Ah, yes, they'll never
put
two and two together.
If you,
when they search David Martinez and only find
but it
Dave.
But it won't come up. The podcast won't come up. If you look up David Martinez, it's not listed under David Martinez.
Yeah, but your Facebook will come up.
Nope.
My face will come up, but it comes up private.
Yes, you're right.
And I'm pretty clean on Facebook.
Well done, Dave.
I'm pretty clean on Facebook. It's MySpace, man. I am a mess there.
You are a maniac on that
point. Tweeter.
Man, I just put the filth on the MySpace.
And on shite.
And it's,
there you go.
No, what? Now I can't remember what the hell it's called.
Well, to help
Stitcher.
You out.
Stitcher,
that's it.
To help you out, Dave, I'm going to do what a dear friend of mine did. I'm going to clear the air. I'm going to lay down the law and say that we're pretty clean. We don't ever call anybody out. You know, we dated a long time ago, and I had a lot of fun. A lot of adventures, but the past podcasts are all okay. Have no worries.
Good.
And I don't regret what I did.
That's right.
And if I should ever see her in Japan again, I'll be fine.
What a jackass. all right. Well, this band is called the Love Hammers. Marty Casey was a member of the... I get sucked into these TV shows, and he was on Rockstar in Excess. Adam, did you watch that?
Oh, no, I didn't, but I know what you're talking about.
It was when they were trying to find a new lead singer. One of the guys was this guy, Marty Casey. He has a band called Love Hammers, and we'll be... Hopefully they won't sue us for playing their music.
Good night, Orlando.
Good night, St. Louis.
Good night, Adam.
Good night, Dave.
Oh, good night, Adam. Good night, Nick, the intern.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Orlando. We like you. We like you that way.